Miyikimidi, is there anything? Tiyanan loy metzina lemevad. We ourselves can't do this. Ushluchei didan motzei avdi. And our shliach could do it for us. Like, how could that be? Every time shlich is the pshat, that shluch is lodim kemoisei. That means I could do something, and instead of me doing it, I'll let you do it. What you're doing is like I did it. It's considered like I did it. So, Vizoy, how could you say a kain is a shliach of the Yisrael? The Yisrael himself can't do the avodas hakabonis. He himself can't do the kabbalah, the halacha, the zrikas adam. It's possible by Yisrael. It's only kosher for kain to do it. So since the Yisrael himself can't do the avodah, you can't say when we let a kohen bring a korban for us, his pshat is the kohen is our shliach and he's doing it for me. So you say the shlichus is that something that I could do, I can make somebody else do it for me, and it's considered like I did it. But it's only if I could do it. But here, though, by the kabbonis, since the Yisrael himself can't do the zrikas adam, you can't tell me the kohen is my shliach and it's considered like I did it. That's the stira to the klal of shlichus. Shlichus is something I could do, I'll let somebody else do it for me. But here that I can't do it, so the Kohen can't do it for me. Elamai, that's his raya, the Ravada, the Kohanim, are called Shlucha the Rachmoninu. So a Shliach for the Eibishter. It's like, that's the mitzvah satira. The Torah is, you want to bring a Korban, go to a Kohen, the Kohen does the Korban, and that's the mitzvah Korbonis. But not the Pshati, this Mamashawa Shliach. So what's the Kasha? The Kasha is from our Mishnah. That our Mishnah says, before they make the Kohen Gadol swear that he's not a tzduki, that he's going to do the avodas on Yom Kippur the way he's supposed to, what's the lashon that Zikne Beis Din tells the Kohen Gadol? The Mishnah says, we go to him and say, the Yomer lo Ishi Kohen Gadol, Ono Shlucha Beis Din, he's us with the Sanhedrin, we're Shliach Beis Din. The Ato and you Kohen Gadol, Shluchenu, you're our Shliach, O Shliach Beis Din, you're a Shliach with O Beis Din. So it's mashma from the Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol is called our Shliach. He's a shliach for Klal Yisrael. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Then our mission is not mashma like Reb Huna, bread Reb Yeshua, because according to Reb Huna, bread Reb Yeshua, our kohen gadol is not called our shliach. They shouldn't say shluchenu, you're our shliach. You're not our shliach. Since we can't do the avodah, only the kohen gadol could do it. It's not considered like we're doing it. No, he's called the shluch of the Rachmoninu. He's the Eibishter shliach. So why does our Mishnah say, we tell the Kohen Gadol, Shluchenu, you're our Shliach, you're a messenger for us? According to Rav Huna, Bered Yeshua, it's not true. That's the Gemara's Kashna, who our Mishnah does not come out good according to Rav Huna, Bered Yeshua. He says that the Kohanim are not our Shlichem, Shluach, Shliach, so how could our Mishnah say, Ato Shluchenu, you're our Shliach? So Gemara answers, Yom Tigmar Hoche Kamalei, you know what our Mishnah means to say, when the Zikne Beis Din goes to the Kohen Gadol and makes him swear, they don't really mean to tell him that you're our Shliach to do the Avodah, but rather it's a Loshen in the Shavua. How do we make you swear? We tell him, Hochi Karmelein, Mashbi'en Anu Alecha, we're making you swear, Al Dagteinu V'Adas Beis Din, according to our understanding and according to the Das of Beis Din. In other words, when somebody swears to you, we're afraid. Like here, we're making the Kohen Gadol swear that he's not going to be a tzduki on Yom Kippur. Like we'll soon see. The nafka minah is by the keteris. That the tzdukim used to prepare the keteris outside and then bring it lefnai lefnim. And the Torah, the way we dash in the Torah is that no, you're supposed to do it all inside lefnai lefnim. So we make the Kohen Gadol swear before Yom Kippur that on Yom Kippur he's going to do the avodah the way he's supposed to and not the way the tzdukim do it. Now it could be the Kohen Gadol is going to swear yes, and you know what he means in his heart. And it's hard to mean to say, yes, I'm going to eat tomorrow. Yes, I'm going to sleep today. But it doesn't mean to say, yes, that I'm going to do it the way I'm supposed to. So we make you swear and we say, Al Daiteinu V'Adas Beis Din. We're making you swear that when you say yes, that yes means the way we understand it. Therefore, if you say yes, you're swearing that tomorrow you're going to do the avodah the right way. And you can't get out of it to tell us that you meant something else. Like Rashi says, Hokei Karmelei. Haide Kamrilei. Atos Shlucheinu, not that we tell you, you should know, you're our Shliach, lav the Avodah Karmelei. Not that we're telling you, you're our Shliach to do the Avodah. That's for the Kabbonis, you're our Shliach. Elol Inyen Kabbalah Shvua. Now we're talking about how are you going to make this, how are you swearing now? Kleima. Loilofi Machshovam, Shebelibcha. We're not going to trust you that you'll swear the way you mean in your heart. That in Basel Lahorim, the Kabbalah Sashvua. That if you want to fool us and say, yes, I'll do it, and really in your heart you don't mean you'll do the avodah the right way tomorrow, you just mean to say that I'll do something. you should know, Onu Mashbiyin Oischa Lefi Datenu. We're making a Shvua the way we understand it. V'das Bezin, and the way Bezin understands it. So we're telling you clearly, we want you to swear that tomorrow you're going to do the Avodah the way you're supposed to, and not like a Snooki. And if you say yes, that means the way we understand it is, you're saying yes to our Shvua, that you are going to do the Avodah the right way. And you can't get out of it to say what you meant yes, you meant something else. So that's what the Mishnah means. We say Atush Lechenu means, not literally, that you're a Shliach to do the Avodah for us. For that, you're a Shluach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, it just means we want you to swear al datenu according to our daf. But Eina Konami, could be we take hold like a Funa Brethren of Yeshua, that he holds a Kohen is not considered our Shliach, but rather Shlucha de Rachmona. That's what a Kohen is. He's the Abris de Shliach. But he can't be totally our Shliach of a Yisrael, because since the Yisrael can't do the Avodah, it's not possible you can be a Shliach for us. Something I can't do, I can't make a Shliach. Now, there's the famous Kasha, that in the Gemara and the Dorim, it's a question there. Yafani Kahani, Shlucha de Rachmoninu, or Shlucha de Dan. Hey, the Gemara and the Dorim has a suffix. What's the halacha? So Tayyaz asked the question, why wasn't the Gemara pushed it from our Gemara here? For Avuna, Brethren of Yeshua, it says clearly that the Shlucha de Rachmoninu. So Tayyaz says, that's Avad, everybody holds like Rav Huna, Brethren of Yeshua. Avada, the Kohen, when he does the Avoid, even though he's bringing a Korban Chatas for Yisrael, it's not the pshat that he's a Shliach for the Yisrael. Avada, everybody's masking, Mizikha Shlichas is for the Eibishter. He's a Shluach for the Rachmona. The Torah says bring a Korban, that's why he's bringing the Korban. Not because the Yisrael makes him a Shliach, because that's Rav Huna's good Svarim. Something I can't do, I can't make a Shliach do it for me. If a Yisrael can't bring the Korban, I can't have a Kohen do it for me like I did it. So that's Pshita, the Ikha Shliach is, you're still from the Eibishter. That's why he says, but the Gemara and the Dharma is just Mesupik, is it also considered a little bit like you're doing it for me? That's the Gemara and the Dharma Sufik. Are you both? Like for sure, you're Shlucha the Rachmana. The question is, in the Gemara and the Dharma, are you also a little bit the Shlucha of the Yisrael? The Nafkamina is, if the Yisrael makes a nether, I don't want to have any Hanor from the Kohen, is the Kohen allowed to bring a carbon for me? That's Nafkamina. If the Kohen is only a shliach for the Eibishter, he's not a shliach for me, so he's allowed to bring my korban. I made a nether, I won't have any hanor from the Kohen. The Kohen is not giving me any hanor. It's not the pshat he's doing the avodah for me, he's doing the avodah because it's a tzivu Hashem. So then he would be allowed to do it. But if it's considered that a little bit, it's being done for me also, even though the ikra is for the Eibishter, then it would be yosef. That's the Gemara in the Dorim. But our Gemara here says clearly, Kahanim are the ikra mainly a shliach for the Eibishter. It's not the pshat doing it for us. They're doing what that's the mitzvah satirum that the Torah says the Kohen should bring the korbanos. Right, after this Shavu, after the Kohen God swore, who perish Shaboicha, then perish Shaboichim. They both went away, the Ziknei Bezdin and the Kohen God, and they both started to cry. So the Gemara, who perish Shaboicha, the Kohen God started to cry, Shechashdu Tzduki, because they were Choshim, they thought maybe he's a Tzduki, and they had to make him swear that he's not going to do the Avodah tomorrow like a Tzduki. So the Kohen Gadol felt very bad. You thought that I was a Tzduki. He cried for that. The Hain Parshim of Eichim and the Ziknei Bezin, they also went away and started to cry. Why? The Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, called HaChoshed B'Ksherim. Whoever is Choshed, thinks that a kosher, somebody is kosher, did something wrong, is like a Begufay. You yourself will get clapped for it. You yourself will get punished for it. There also, they felt bad that they had to be Choshed. Maybe the Kohen Gadol was a Tzduki, and they had to make him swear, so they felt bad about it. For the Gemara v'chol kach loma, why do we make the Kohen Gadol swear altogether? So Rashi says, Hachoshe b'ksherem leke b'gufay, the Echseva says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Hein lo yaminu li, Moshe said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klai Yisrael won't trust me. Well, Echseva says right away, V'ino yodim etzaraz kesholak. It says, Ebesha said, put your hand inside, and it came out like a mitzaraz. So Moshe got this punishment back, his hand became a mitzaraz, because he was Choshed b'ksherem. Because he said bad things about Klal Yisrael. So you see, if you say things bad about somebody else, you'll get a punishment. So that's why Ziknei Bezdin, even though they had to do it, this was their mitzvah, but still they felt bad, they had to do it. Now for the Gemara, v'chol kach loma, what's the whole purpose of the Shvua? Why do we make the Kohen Gadol swear he'll do the right thing? So the Gemara, shlo yisaken mibachutz, with that the Kohen Gadol should not first prepare the Keteris in the Heichel outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Yachnes Kederech Shadzdukim Oisim. And then he'll bring in the Keteris when it's already burning, the way that Tzdukim do. So we don't want him to do the way that Tzedukim do it. That's why we make him swear he won't do it that way. So Rashi says, V'chol kach lo ma'ashvu azois lo, why do we make him swear? Shela yisakin akteris, mole chofnayim hanitonim biyom ha-kippurim, al ha-machte kresiv, o mole chofna v'nosim al akteris aleish. That you're supposed to put a handful of the akteris on top of the burning coals. Now where do you do this? So the Tzedukim said, you do this with v'achutz. V'heichol lo yinoysi noysi Tzedukim aleish. Then the Tzedukim would bring in the Keteris when it's already burning. That's when they would bring it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shoyodarshim, they used to make the Drushim, Al Yavoi Kiim Biyonon, Ki Bonon Eroa, Oksib Resh the Kru of Al Yavoi Becholeith, El Kodesh Mashma, Ki Bonon, means Oshin Akteris Yavoi, Biyoz Eroa El Kaparis. They dash Musul to the Gemara brings down the Tzedukim that the only way you could go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim is with the smoke of the Keteris. So they hold that first outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you have to take your handful of Keteris and put it on top of the burning coals in your machta, and now when the smoke starts to come up, now you can walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the way it's Dukim Darshan. And we'll soon see that's wrong. You're supposed to do everything in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, one hand you're holding the machta full of the burning coals, the other hand you're holding the chfina of the Keteris, and inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you put the Keteris on top of the coals, and then at first the smoke starts coming up. So today you should not do the wrong way. We made you make a shvuah, you do it the right way. So the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Maisa v'tzduki yechad, there's one Maisa with one tzduki, shehiz kimi bachutz, he did it the wrong way, the way they held, that he prepared the Keteris outside. He started to burn the Keteris on the coals in the Heichol outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then he brought it in when it was already burning. And now, when he came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he was very happy, like he felt he did the right thing. He sees he's still alive. He felt very good. So the Tzduki's father met him. The father told to his son, Bini, even though we're both Tzdukim, the father was also a Tzduki. He told his son, even though we're both Tzdukim, don't be happy. Because Misyorim Anu Minaprushim, we should be a little bit afraid of the Prushim. Whereas don't be so happy, like you should, even though we're doing it, but really we're doing something wrong. So don't be so happy about it. So Omar Lord, the Gemara says over that. So Omar Lord, the son told his father, this Duke, the Kohen Godom, Kol Yomai, Hayisim Mitzayr Al Nikra Zeh. The son told the Chutzpahdik, hey, so his whole lifetime his Mitzayr bothered him. When can I be Mekayim this Posik? The way we dash in the Posik. But the Posik says, Ki be'onon eroi elakapurus. With the onum, is with the smoke of the Keteris, that's the way I should be seen alakapurus in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So Amarti, the son said, I said to myself, Mosa yovel yodim, when will I be the Kohen Gadol? And I could go in on Yom Kippur on the Kodesh HaKadoshim, v'yakemenu, and I'll be Mekayim the way I learned Shan the Posik. Now, Achshav Shabol yodi, now that I did this, loyakemenu, shouldn't I be happy about it? Like the son was a chutzpah and told his father, no, I'm very happy, I'm very proud of what I did. His eye held this the pshah and the pasik, and they're very happy about it. So Gemara says, Omru was said over that lehoya yamim watim, it didn't take too much time, at shemeis, until this Kohen Gadol here died. For hutu b'yashpa, and his corpse was thrown into the junkyard. For yutoloyim yoytsin nechaitmai, and worms were coming out of his nose. So the shayla, why out of his nose, punkt. So Rashi brings down one pshat is, that's the first part of your body to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim was his nose. That sticks out in front of your nose. So then that was the first part of his body, of this tzduki, to walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's why worms came out of his nose. The Ritzva says also because he smelt with his nose the reyach, the smell of the Keteris. And he made the Keteris outside where you're not supposed to. So outside you're not allowed to smell it. So because he smelled the Keteris outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's why the worms came and went into his nose first. But the kids say he got his punishment back. For Yeshermim, some said the Maisa was, V'yitziyosoy Nigof. As soon as he came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, right away he got cleft. He got killed right there. T'etoni Rebbe Chiyah, K'min Koyol Nishma B'Yazara. There was like a voice that was heard in the Yazara. Shebo Malach HaMalach came, v'chofto yaponav, and threw the tzduki down on his face, v'nechnesu ochev ha'kanim, and the rest of the kanim heard this big noise, that the Kohen was thrown down to the floor, they all came running. Umotso, they found him, kekaf regel oguf, ogel, egel, bang sefer. They found like the footstep of an egel, of a calf, was in between his sefer, in between his shoulders. Shenema, the Pesuk in Cheskel says, v'ragleyem regel yisharom, v'kaf ragleyem kekaf regel egel. So Mashmur for Tzduki here, his punishment was the Kofrim Bashem, they'll get a punishment back like the Malach was like trampled on him like an eagle. So as Mashmur says there, Klo Pashu B'Yitziyosai, when he came outside, because the Farshim say it couldn't have been when he was inside. Yeah, the Feshon brings down the Kasha. Kimin Regel Ogel, B'Yishalmi Parech, V'Oksir B'Cholodom L'Yir B'Yoyim Mayid. That the Malach like hit him, trampled on him when he was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Shalma Yestakasha, the Pesuk says that nobody is allowed to be inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, only the Kohen Gadol. Mashma, no other Malachim to be there either. So maybe the Malach couldn't have killed him when he was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They answered there that it wasn't done the right way. Therefore, the Malach Mashma was allowed to come in. Yishalmi's master, the Malach, came in, Taka, because he didn't bring the Kteris in the way he's supposed to. But I call upon him, the Stuki got his Oynish back. Weiter. Then the Mishnah says, Om Rav Tzchaya ben Kabutel. That was the name of the Mishnah. That he, what was his din? So Om Rav Harbe, Karis Lofana B'Daniel. That the Mishnah says we're supposed to like read in front of him, Mikro Psukim, and if he can't read himself, we read for him. So the Mishnah says, what do we read for him? We read the Iyo of Ezra and the Riyayamim and Zechariah ben Kavutel said, Pomim Harbe Karis Lofana B'Daniel. A lot of times I read in front of the Kohen Gadol in the Pashas of Daniel. So Rashi says, why Daniel, or the Tzukimir, Shem Dvar Mam Shichim Esalev L'Shemam V'Yen Shinachat Fosai. Because we had to keep the Kohen Gadol up the night of Yom Kippur, so we wanted to read in front of him things that would be Mamshichim. He'll get drawn after, and he'll keep him awake, he won't fall asleep. So Zechariah ben Kavutel said he also used to read Sefer Daniel in front of the Kohen Gadol on the night of Yom Kippur. So Gemara says the Maisa, Masni lo Rav Chonon bar Rova lechia bar Rav kaimi de Rav. He said over in front of Rav that he said the lashon was like this: Omer Rav Zechariah ben Kavutel, not with the beis like we have it, but with the pei Kavutel. He said over. Umochel le Rav. When Rav heard this, Rav like waved with his hands v'yodei Kavutel. Like with his hand made like a lashon, a sign of a base. In other words, don't make a test, you're saying, don't make a pay, make it like a base. So with his hand, Rav waves with his hand to show, no, it's a base. Don't say kaputal, but say kavutal, better. For the Gemara of Venemalei, why did Rav only show it with his hands, like sign language? Why didn't he speak it out? Let him say clearly, you're making a mistake. The Gersh is not kaputal, but rather kavutal. And the Gemara, Venemalei Meimer, the Gemara, Kriyashma Heavy Kari. He was saying Kriyashma. So since he was saying Kriyashma, he's not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Kriyashma. That's why he couldn't say out the word Kavutal, but rather with his hands, he just made a little sign to show us the bays, not a pay. Fred Gemara, but to make signs with your hands of that mutter in the middle of Kriyashma. Fred Gemara, v'chi ha-gavna mishari, in the middle of saying Kriyashma, you're allowed to make signs with your hands. V'yomer of Yitzchak Bashmuel, bar Masa, that ha-kayresh shema, if somebody is saying Kriyashma, He should not wink with his eyes. Same thing, don't make movements with your lips. Don't make movements with your hands to show something, to meet something to somebody. If somebody does say Kriyashma, he winkles his eyes, he makes signs with his eyes. He moves his mouth, his lips, to make signs with his lips. And he moves, makes signs with his hands. Is all of a kasubayim. The pasuk says, like in the lashon of Ginai, you didn't call me even Yaakov, like you didn't call me the right way. Mashal speaks out like a lashon of. Usually we say Shema Yisrael. Yisrael is when you're talking about Shvach of Klal Yisrael, and Yaakov is like a lashon protis of a single Yochid, not such a nice thing. So the pasuk saying you're not doing such a nice thing. So you see, you're not allowed to make signs and make movements in the middle of saying Krishma. So it's Akash and Rav. How come Rav was able like to move his hands and make them a sign, don't say with the pay, but say with the vase? He's not allowed to do this in the middle of Krishma. So Moran says, Lakasha, ha beperek rishon, ha beperek sheni. It depends. When you're saying the first pasha of Krishma, then you have a chiyah to say kavono, then you're not allowed to make any signs. Mashenk in the second parsha of Krishna, that doesn't need so much kavona anymore. There it's mutter to make these signs. Rashi Perek Rishon, Sorech by kavona. The whole first Perek, you have to have a lot of kavona. Shenema the Pasuk says, Pohoyu advor me'ela ala bovecha. So all these things have to be ala bovecha means you have to have kavona. Since you have to have kavona, therefore you shouldn't do this. Yeah. Some of us say that Lamaisa we don't pass like this, because the Lacha we pass in the Gemara and Broch is that the Ika Kavona you have to have is the first Pasuk. Shema Yisro Hashem Hakem Hashem Echod, that's the Ika Kavona. Mikan Ve'elch, even if you don't have Kavona, you also Yoytza. Here the Gemara's Mashma, no, the whole first Perek, you have to have Kavona. Therefore it's not nice to make these signs in the middle of the same, the first Perek, because it's Mevatel your Kavona. So the Ritva is Mashma, even though you're doing the Ledvar Mitzvah, still it's Osir, like you did this for the Bar Mitzvah, to tell them that they're learning the wrong word, learning the wrong shot. Like, don't say over the word kaputol, the word should have been kaputal. So even though he did it l'shem mitzvah, still you're not supposed to do it. But the Dvar speaks out. But let's say somebody's doing a Dvar Isser. Somebody's doing an Isser, and you want to tell him to stop doing the Isser. So that he says, that you're mutter to speak out even in the middle of saying Krishma. Even b'emsa haperik. Because that's not worse than the locher is, b'emsa perik, you're allowed to give shalom to an odom that you have yira from. See, you read that you have Yira from, you're allowed to give him Shalom Aleichem, even in the middle when you're saying Kriyashma. Who would then he could be Meshav back to someone that's Mechubit, that makes the Kal Mechayma. Like Madach L'Shem Yiras, Boss of Adam, you're allowed to speak out. So Madim Yishom Kovat, Shemayim also you're allowed to talk out. So to stop somebody from doing an Isser, if you see someone doing an Isser in the middle of Kriya and you're saying Kriyashma, you are allowed to stop saying Kriyashma and tell him to stop doing the Isser. That's the Kal Mechayma that you're allowed to stop and give Shalom Aleichem to another Adam that you have Yira from. So for sure, like the Yerushalayim, you're allowed to do it. But here, it wasn't the question of stopping someone from doing an Isser. It was just time you want to tell them how to learn right pshat. So that's only the Tzarech HaMitzvah. That's also to do in the middle of saying the first Pasha of Krishma. Baita. Tana Rabbon, says in the Pasuk, V'dibarta bom. You should talk in this. What does that mean? Bom v'loy betfilo. That when you're saying Krishma, then you should speak it out with your mouth. You should hear Krishma. Mashenkim v'loy betfilo. When you daven Shemone Esrei, you're not supposed to be loud that you hear yourself. You're supposed to say Shemone Esrei low. Balachash. V'dibar to bom, the other Jewish ridge, you speak in this in Kriyashma and Torah. Bom yesh nechor reshus ladaber. In Torah and Kriyashma, you have a right to talk. V'loy b'dvar macherim. But stam to talk dvar b'telim. Or as Rashi says, v'loy b'dvar macherim means sichos ha'ilodim, kin l'sher talk, kids talk. V'kalas harosh, stam joking around, that you have no right to talk. That's the big from the pasuk. V'dibarta bom. You should talk in this in Kriyashma and Torah, and not in Dvar Metelim. Rabbi Acho Eimer. V'dibarta bom means asay oisay kva. Means talk be oisik in learning Torah. Make that kva. Make that a kvua dikazman. V'yaltasem aroi. Don't make talking and learning stamen aroi. Just sometimes, not always. Forget a kva. Make a permanent time when you'll be talking and learning in Torah. Omar Rava. Hasach sichas chulin. If somebody talks sichas chulin, stam words that has no meaning, has no purpose in saying it, is over b'resei. You're over in Isra Asei. Shenem the Pasuk says, v'dibarta bom, you should talk in this, in Torah, in Kriyashma, bom v'lei b'dvar mecherim. And not stam worthless words. It means it has no worth in saying, stam saying kidle should talk. Stam doing it, if you're not doing it for purpose, to be mesameach somebody. Sameach has nekala, there are times when you're allowed to, but you have to talk about things that are purpose, that are necessary, that's mutter. The stamp to say things that has no purpose in saying it, there's this Isser not to do it. Pasuk says, you're over an Isser Asay. The Asay is with the Barta Bom, when you're talking, only talking in Torah, and not with Dvar Mecherim. Rav Acher by Yaakov Omar, Oive Balav, there's even a love about this. Shenem, the Pasuk in Kehelet says, Kol HaDvarim Yigeyim, Lo Yuchel Ish Ladabir. Kol HaDvarim Yigeyim means, Yigeyim there, the first one say it means, Dvarim Betelim. So the Pasuk says, Lo Yuchel Ish Ladabir, you're not allowed to talk. Like, you're not allowed to talk, Dvar Metelim. If you have no purpose in saying it, don't say it. So there's Mamash Allah in saying it. Right. Mishnah says, Bikesh Lisnamnin. And let's say, we're saying now you're supposed to keep the Kohen Gadol up the whole night, the whole Yom Kippur by night is supposed to be up. We don't want it to sleep, we don't want it to come about carry. So what happens, Bikesh Lisnamnin, he was about to doze off and go to sleep, is Parche Kuna, the young Kohanim, Makin Lofon of Bietzpa Tzardor. They used to, like we'll soon see, move their hands in front of him to make a noise to keep him up. Clap their hands. Not clap, but move their hands. We'll soon see. The Yomim, they would tell him, the Yomim, Lo Ishi Kohen Gadol. to tell him like Adoni, my master Kohen Gadol, Amoid, stand up. Like you're sitting down now, you're going to fall asleep. Stand up a little bit. For Hofeg Achas al Ritzpo. And put yourself down for a little while on the Ritzpo. In other words, the floor, we learned before, was nice and cold. It was made out of marble. So he told him, put your feet, your bare feet on the cold floor. That will wake you up. Like stand the cold floor a little bit. If you see about to doze off, get up and stand a little bit on the cold floor. So Rashi says, Etzpat Renefosh B'Gemara. Vifig means tayim. First tell him, take a little, Amoy means get up and take a little walk. Walk around. Then we tell him, the hofik shina, to take away the sleep. Me'enecha from your eyes. Yom v'hofik achas means, schoik lono pamachas. Now, v'hofik achas means do a joke for us. We'll soon see what that means, ala ritzpah. Lofik shina is more before shmaihi. What does that mean? So, b'kis is like two things involved here. The Mishnah is saying clearly that v'hofik achas ala ritzpah means put your feet down on the floor. We'll see in the Gemara. Rashi's mashma, the Gemara, right, the Mishnah is, like the Gemara says, we tell him to do some acrobats. We tell the Kohen Gadol to do, to keep him awake. All right, we'll see in the Gemara. Some of us have learned this is a different thing here. Ve'ifik achas al ritzpa means, like I said, put your foot down on the cold floor, that would also keep you awake. Ve'itu masikin oisoi, and we were oisik with him, we kept him busy, Rashi masikin oisoi, about your son, to make him walk and to make him stand up, to know they shouldn't fall asleep. We kept him awake, we worked with him the whole night, up until it came to Zman HaShchita Shatom Mishra Shachar. Shuboyer HaMizrach. That's already by Heyer HaMizrach. And then he has to start doing the Avodah, and then by says, then we weren't afraid to fall asleep. But the whole night we were afraid maybe we'd fall asleep, we had to work with him to keep him up. Tredimara Maitzerod. What does it mean that the Pirchei Kuna, the young Kahanim, used to come and like move their fingers? Omar Rav Yude, Tsurasa de Do. Tsurasa means the next one, the Tsar always means one next to the opposite of the other one. Like you have two wives, they're called Tsara Zulazu. So one finger next to the other one, the next one de Do. Mahi, what do you mean the next one to which? Goidel, the one next to the thumb. So Mochi Rafuna, the Yozel, Kola, Bakule, Berav. Rafuna showed him how to do it. That means clap your finger, the two fingers, your thumb. Connect your next finger like this. What do you call this here? Snapping. Snap your first finger against your thumb, and that makes noise, and that's able to keep the Kohen Gadol awake. And Rav Huna did it in his Beis Medrash, and people heard it all over the whole Beis Medrash. Snapped his finger against the thumb, and that made a noise. Like the Gemara says, "Bekule be'rav beis hamedrash." Rav Huna did this, and it made noise that everybody in the beis hamedrash was able to hear him. Fight to be oymrim loy ishi kain gadol hofig achas al ritzpa. Now, first, what some say it means get up and stand on the cold floor, and that would keep you up. Now, the Gemara says, "Omer Rav Yitzchok al chodis." He says the ritzpa speaks out like he's being moist of something more than the Mishnah. Means it could be Pshan the Mishnah also. We want you to do something special. Do something new now. Achas also means like Achodis. Do something new to keep you awake. Mahi, what is something new we're telling the Kohen Gadol to do? Amrilay, we told him, Achvu Kida. Show us how you do a Kida. That's what we told the Kohen Gadol to do in the middle of the night. When he's about to fall asleep, we told him, you know what to do to keep yourself awake. Show us a Kida. What's a Kida? It's Rashi. Alach Rashi, Derech Chidush Herulonu. Show us something new. What does that mean, Rashi? Ach v'kida. Noyet goid loy birds. Put your thumbs into the ground. V'shoichen, bow down. V'noishik es aritzpa. And kiss the floor. V'yoymed, then you're standing. Poshtim means like an acrobat. You're standing on your 2 feet, and you bend all the way over, and your 2 thumbs touch the floor, and you can kiss the floor, even though your hands are, your feet are standing up. Kach v'forsh v'sef to sukkah. So do a type of an acrobat, do something like that, and that's a davar chiddush. Show us how you can do this, and that will keep you awake. When you do a little exercise, you won't fall asleep so fast. So you just tell him to do this. Just like Mashmi, he knew how to do acrobats. I don't know. If I would do it, I'd break my back. But Mashmi knew how to do this, Haistus. They knew how to do it. We told him, do this, and this will keep you up. We were oisik with him. We kept on making sure he would walk and do things until it came to Zman Shchita. Tana. We didn't keep him up by singing, playing the instruments, Beneva v'chinor el bepeh, only with his mouth. Because we used to sing to him bepeh. Umar yoimim, what will we say to him? We would say this pasuk: Im Hashem lo yivna ba'yishov amol lo yavoyin avoy. In other words, if we don't do the right type of an avoid in the Beis Hamikdash, all the work we put into it is for nothing, it's not worth anything. Like we're telling the Kohen Gadol, make sure tomorrow, when you do the avodah, do it with the right kavanah, the right way, that it shouldn't be that the Beis Hamikdash was made for nothing. Because we give him like Musa. So tomorrow, Me'akira Yerushalayim. The Choshev, the people of Yerushalayim, Lo'yhoyu Yishonim Kol HaLayla. They didn't go to sleep that night, the night of Yom Kippur. Kedei She'yishma Kohen Gadol Kol HaVora. That the Kohen Gadol should hear that there are other people up also, and it'll make it easy for him to stay up. It's very hard to stay up yourself. But if you have other people with you, it's easier. So they used to push, like, be around it to make noise, that the Kohen Gadol will hear their noise, it'll be easier to stay up. That the Kohen Gadol shouldn't fall asleep very fast. Tanya Abishur Leiner, Af Begvulin Hayoisin Kain. They used to do this even outside Yerushalayim. Zeichel Amigdish, to remember what the Yakirei Yerushalayim were doing. But even though they started out to do with the right kavanah to stay up all night, but it came out they were chaytin. They were chaytin means that the women, the men and ladies, used to stay up together, and eventually throughout the whole night they were talking to one another, and they came out to do chatoyim. Rashi, Ela Shoy Yechaytin, the bottom Rashi, Mesachkin Anoshim Venoshim, they were joking around the men and ladies, Yachad Oboim Laverin, they came to do Averis. So the Maisa wasn't a good thing what they did. The Mar says, Omer Abaya, the Yitaymer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, Targumur Nadoi, they learnt over in Nadoi, Rashi, Targumur, Lahai Begvulin, Hechel Hoy Yechaytin Benadoi. They said over, in which place outside Yerushalayim did they do this chet? It was in Nadoi. What was the Maisa Nadoi? To Yomala Eliyahu Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda Eliyahu spoke to Rav Yehuda, Achvo de Rav Sola Chassida, the brother of Rav Sola Chassida, that Amrisu and Eliyahu Novi told him, I heard over that you said, Amala Yosu Mashiach. Like Yavtainis, how come Mashiach didn't come yet? For Yidna Yomach Dikapurayu, the Evo Kama Besulta Ben Adoy. Like he's giving an answer, you know why Mashiach is not coming yet? Because today is Yom Kippur, and in Nadoi, there are plenty of people that are doing chatoim, they're being boiled besulas on Yom Kippur. That was this Maisa, that they stood up the whole night, and they started to make a social event out of it, and they ended did chatoim there. So, Omalei, he said about a Kodesh Baruch Hu Mayama. So, in the Pasha of Yehuda, asked back to Eliyahu, what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu say about this? My Omalei, what is the Kodesh Baruch Hu saying about this? Omalei, a Kodesh Baruch Hu Mayama. He answered back, and Eliyahu and Nobi told him that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, says over the Pasuk,